Welcome to the forum for the Champaign County Auditor and for the Office of Champaign County Circuit Clerk. Our moderator tonight is Dr. Sandra Cato, a Chicago native and director of the UIUC Upward Bound College Prep Academy from 1993 to the present. After receiving her bachelor's in psychology here at U of I, she was a social worker and clinical therapist helping families and children in need in the Chicago area. She later received her master's degree in clinical psychology from Roosevelt University and her PhD in education from the U of I, specializing in organization and leadership. Dr. Cato's research has been centered on access and equity at the post-secondary level. Her volunteer efforts have been focused on assisting those marginalized in society, whether because of their social status or because of health condition, such as Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Cato.
Thank you, Ms. Rebaez. Good evening. It is my pleasure to serve as the moderator for this evening's forum on behalf of the NAACP and the League of Women Voters of Champaign County. We give special thanks to the three candidates present for auditor and the three candidates present for circuit clerk of the city of Champaign. And we are particularly pleased and happy that we have, that we're being hosted by the city of Champaign. And we're thankful to the community for collaborating with us to provide questions to the candidates. Our mission this evening is to provide you, the community, with an opportunity to hear from the candidates. The format will be as follows. Each of the candidates for auditor will provide a 2-minute opening statement. The candidates will then entertain questions from the audience, whereby each candidate will be allotted 1 minute to answer the question and alternate answering first with each new question. I will present the questions, as they are provided to me from the audience. Several questions have been prepared in advance so that the audience has time to prepare additional questions. The timekeepers will provide the candidates with a visual sign indicating where appropriate, 1 minute remaining, 30 seconds remaining, or stop. At the conclusion of the first question and answer period, approximately 5 minutes until 8 o'clock p.m., the candidates will each provide a 1 minute closing statement. We will then transition immediately to the three candidates for circuit clerk and repeat the same process, ending at approximately 9 o'clock p.m. Candidates will kindly refrain from any negative attacks on the other candidate, will not mention the other candidate by name, and will speak only to what he or she plans to do if elected to office. The League claims copyright ownership of any tapes or transcripts produced. No voice, image, or other duplication of the forum may be used by any candidate's representative or campaign in any campaign advertising. A table will be provided for the distribution of campaign literature. Such literature may not be handed out as the audience enters. Without further delay, let's welcome the candidates for Champaign County Auditor. Candidates Ben Carlson, George Danos, and Kevin Satterfer. Candidate Carlson pulled first in the draw, so he will begin.
All right, good evening, everyone. I'd like to thank the NAACP and the League of Women Voters for hosting the event this evening. My name is Ben Carlson. I'm born in Champaign, Illinois, at Burnham Hospital. I currently have worked in the insurance industry at Kathy Hull & Associates for 4 years. I am a graduate of Parkland College, as well as Judson University, where I received my bachelor's degree in business and management and leadership. I currently also volunteer as a high school basketball coach for Tolono Unity Girls Basketball. I am an Eagle Scout, and I have served this community in various ways. Grateful to be with you this evening. If elected auditor, I plan on making things very efficient in the office. As you'll notice, I have gone paperless this evening. One of the things that is going to need to be addressed is the management accounting system in the office, as well as making things available to the voters and the public in this area. So again, I'm grateful for the opportunity to be running and that I've had to get out and meet all the many wonderful people in this county. So thank you.
Thank you, Candidate Carlson. Candidate Donalds.
Thank you. Good evening. Thank you to both Carol Rebays of the League of Women Voters and to Ms. Cato and Patricia Avery of the NAACP for jointly sponsoring tonight's candidate forum. Hello, my name is George Donos. I'm a 25-year resident of Champaign-Urbana and an alumnus of the University of Illinois. I seek to be Champaign County Auditor because it was clear to me as a voter that our county demands and our party requires an auditor candidate who has demonstrated engaged leadership and competence in financial and quantitative matters. As auditor, I will reinvigorate the office and reinstate the creativity demonstrated by former auditors in scouting savings for the taxpayers while maintaining maximum transparency and political independence. I'm ready to report for duty. As a financial analyst at Christie Clinic and at Personal Care HMO, I have already performed forecasting and auditing, and perhaps of even more relevance to the auditor's position, I modeled the financial impact of large contracts. I was academically prepared for those assignments here at the University of Illinois. My bachelor's degree is in economics with a minor in finance. My master's degree is in actuarial science, which applies mathematics to the management of risk in the insurance and finance industries. So I bring a skill set that complements that of the accounting manager in the auditor's office. Therefore, I have the educational preparation and the professional experience to do the job of county auditor, and I was prepared for it outside of politics and before seeking this office. I advanced my own candidacy for auditor in order to put the priority on professional preparation over partisan promotion, and the many elected Democrats who endorse me agree. Thank you.
Thank you, Candidate Donalds.
Well, pardon me.
Candidate Satterfer.
Good evening. Excuse me. Welcome to tonight's meeting of the Red Tie League. I'm Kevin Satterfer. I also want to thank Trish and Carol and Dr. Cato for setting this up and giving us the opportunity to talk to you. Many of you already know me and you know my history in this county. For those of you who don't, I did bring tonight a resume, which is on the back table. And the reason I've crafted it that way is because I feel that if you're asking to be elected to an office that entails such a large number of professional duties like the auditor does, that you really should treat it as an application for a job. And that's how I'm approaching this entire campaign, is asking you to consider my application to fill this job. I won't go into all the details. I'll tell you very briefly, I've spent the better part of the last decade as an accounting information systems developer for Community Shares of Illinois. I have worked primarily in that respect on crafting software to manage charitable payroll deductions for a number of employers all over the state, the state of Wisconsin, combined federal campaigns in Chicago and Nashville, Tennessee, Chicago Public Schools, University of Chicago. And I think that the major difference, before that I worked in a number of other nonprofits here in town, The major difference between my experience and that of the other candidates is that my experience has been entirely in the nonprofit sector rather than in the commercial sector. And if you know anything about accounting, you know that there are some very big differences between corporate accounting and nonprofit and government accounting. Nonprofit and government accounting actually have much more in common with each other than either of them does with corporate accounting. And that's probably the biggest difference in our experience. What I would like to see in the auditor's office, there obviously are a number of different functions. I'm sorry.
Thank you so much. Just as a reminder, gentlemen, when the timekeepers put up the red sign, it's the same as it is when you're out there. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Without further ado, we will begin the questioning. And again, we will alternate with the person that begins first. At this time, we'll start with Candidate Carlson. How would you handle purchases that do not fall under the purchasing policy?
Well, I think certainly, you know, as the auditor, you definitely need to follow policy, and there are some issues now where that can get into a gray area. You know, receipts perhaps have not been able to be been collected at the current some of the county departments. But if I were to be in that situation, you know, I would follow the statutes of law that are dictated by the federal and the Illinois governments, and I would do everything possible to follow those procedures to the best of my ability.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes, you first have to consider the possibility that the purchase orders were not filed according to procedure by mistake. And I think it's common courtesy to go to the department heads or whoever issued such orders to rectify the situation at the first pass. If there's a persistent pattern or if somebody is trying to evade the obvious intent of the law or county policy, that's a different matter, and it's the job of the auditor to shine a spotlight on that kind of thing. I think that pretty much takes care of the dual approach that anyone who works in an office will have to take. Thank you.
Thank you, Candidate Donalds. Candidate Sandifer.
I think George is absolutely right. You start by trying to resolve the problem internally. You talk to the people involved and find out exactly how it happened and what the story is and whether you can rectify it internally without turning it into a civil war or making a big deal out of it or issuing a press release every time you catch somebody in a mistake. But then, as he says, you know, you have to follow the rules because that is one of several functions of the auditor's office, is to act as a watchdog for that very reason.
Thank you. We'll begin the second question with Candidate Donalds. Could you tell us why you are running for the position of auditor?
Certainly. I'm running for the position of auditor to reinvigorate the office and to bring back the very fine democratic tradition that we've seen from our ex-auditors. The auditor is a position that provides checks and balances on the county as a whole and has a lot of room for creativity. I take my inspiration from Laurel Prussing in one instance, because she looked for in a creative way for savings for the taxpayers when she decided to move workers' compensation to self-insurance. There was a difference between what was paid for the net premium and the actual experience that our county had, and that gap was internalized so that there was money saved for the county of Champaign. That's the kind of the role that goes above and beyond the actual statutory duty that you see from the county auditor that excites me and makes me seek this office to provide extra value to the county of Champaign. Thanks.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Candidate Sadifer, did I skip you on the last question?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Am I my turn?
It is your turn. Did you need me to repeat the question?
Why am I running for auditor?
That is correct.
It was obvious that somebody had to, number one, because we had a situation where we really didn't have an auditor for a long time. But beyond that, I think that my greatest goal, as I was about to say before, for the auditor's office, there are certain ministerial functions, there are certain bookkeeping and accounting and monitoring functions, which are handled primarily by staff in the absence of the auditor. But I think that what an auditor does is monitor, evaluate, analyze, and then report. And I am most excited about the opportunity to report to the public on the various aspects of county finances. I think that my primary goal will be to enhance the educational and informational aspects of the office in a way that I'm not sure that has been done previously, but certainly we can improve on.
Thank you. Candidate Carlson?
Why am I running for auditor? Well, I'm running for auditor to restore some confidence to the office. You know, one of the things that we've, as a voter in the Champaign County, you know, we have not really had confidence in our current auditor for whatever reason and circumstance he may have been in. But again, we need modernization. We need things to be updated. We need things to be running efficiently. And I believe that I am that candidate to provide that leadership and to provide that modernization to the auditor's office. And I look forward to the challenge, and I want to be the next Champaign County auditor.
Thank you. Candidate Satterfer, what does the public need to know about the position of county auditor, and why is it important?
It's funny you should ask that, because on the flip side of my resume, I've listed the Illinois statutes which actually outline the duties of auditor for ease of reference. So please pick one of those up and you'll see the things I'm talking about. The responsibility of the auditor, as I said before, auditors in general monitor, analyze, evaluate, and report. And that means that there is, as I said before, an accounting component to it. There is also a supervisory watchdog component to it. And that's why the auditor's office needed to be independent, and the voters agreed that that was the case. Because if the auditor doesn't do it, who knows will? I mean, who else is going to step up and provide the information to the public in a way that is easy enough for them to understand, easy for them to attain, in order to provide the accountability and transparency and openness in government that we need?
Thank you. Candidate Carlson, how would you handle a situation in which a bid comes in at one amount and after a series of, quote, change orders, close quote, the original contract amount is increased?
That's an interesting question. You know, part of one of the roles that the auditor has is to keep record of all of the contracts that come in through the county. If the price were to change, if one were to come in, I would certainly question why it changed and try and get some answers as far as what was the difference between what the original bid was and the second time around. I think certainly that you've got to, you know, put your best figures forward as far as bidding out contracts and then go with the amount that is appropriate for that particular job.
Thank you. Candidate Donalds?
It sounded like you did not specify that it was a large contract. It might have been a routine purchase order. In that case, I would ask the department head if that was a legitimate change in price. It's possible that the previous price was the wrong one. If it was significant, the auditor's office might have to take a larger role, especially if it were a capital expense. So therefore, I think it would depend on the nature of the difference and whether or not the person making the department making the purchase had faith in the vendor.
Thank you. Candidate Sandifer?
Obviously, as the other two gentlemen have stated, you have to explore the situation. You have to do fact-finding. You have to figure out what exactly took place. The auditor also has specific authorization to investigate every invoice that is presented to the county for payment, and that gives them, I think, additional authority and additional power and leeway to get into the actual details of the situation. Worst possible case, you're going to have to do something to draw attention to this, and I think that in that situation, the greatest power that the auditor has is that of the bully pulpit. As has been said before, you shine the spotlight on it and let the people decide what the ultimate resolution is through the county board.
Thank you. Candidate Donalds, what do you think are the three most significant challenges facing the auditor's office?
I think three challenges facing the office would include, first, for the office itself, the loss of institutional knowledge that will occur when we have an outgoing auditor, as well as several outgoing members of the county board, including the county board chairman. In that case, I think it falls to the auditor, the new auditor, to step up to the plate and be an alternative resource for the county board when it comes to questions of details about the budget. There has to be another budget advisor. That applies to the office itself. Now, to the county generally, I think the two large challenges are the ones where the money is, and that's retrospectively the nursing home and prospectively what we will do with the jail expansion that I think will probably be decided by 2016 and within the term of the newly elected auditor. I think this may come up again, and I could refer to some details, but I think those are the three greatest challenges facing the new auditor.
Thank you. Candidate Sandifer?
Very quickly, 3 points in 1 minute. I think that the greatest challenge facing the auditor's office is simply the complexity of county government. You have a number of funds there that you really don't have a correlation for in private sector. Something like 51 special use funds in addition to the general accounting fund. I've been looking through the financial documents, and it is a big chunk of stuff to keep straight, especially if you're charged with explaining it to the public. The second major challenge, I think, is the period that we are in declining or stagnant revenues, especially in terms of late payments from the state and how best to plan to live through that. And finally, I think, as I've said before, the ability to analyze the situation in projects like the jail or also in terms of occupancy rates at the jail, I think the auditor's office can be a tremendous resource to the public in collecting that data and making it available in an easily assimilated format.
Thank you. Candidate Carlson?
I think the three most items of challenges that are facing the next auditor is one, the jail project coming up, as well as the modernization of the office. You know, we've got over 25 years of technology in the current office that I believe the next auditor is going to have to address that, as far as, are you going to keep the current accounting system? Are we going to, discuss how to improve that? And I think, as George mentioned earlier as well, the third one is, the loss of the knowledge of some of our county board representatives that are stepping down, as well as the current auditor. You know, he has a wealth of knowledge, and I think that will be critical to have the new candidate step up to the plate and be willing to learn and take on all that.
Thank you. Candidate Sandifer, what would be your first priority upon taking office?
I think my first priority has to be to reassure the staff that I'm not going to shake things up right away until I've had a chance to work with them and get basically the lay of the land. I have a great deal of experience in nonprofit accounting, but I'm not sure that any of us is going to be fully prepared for what we walk into there on day one. And we are going to have to take our lead from Carol Wadley and the other staff who have done such a wonderful job over the last several years in order to basically get our sea legs. So I think my first priority is going to be simply working with them so that I have a better understanding of the ins and outs so that I can make intelligent decisions about how to go forward.
Thank you. Candidate Carlson.
My first priority is I'm going to roll up my sleeves and get to work, learn, listen, and try to take in as much as I can as far as how the day-to-day functionalities of the office work, and try and learn as much as I can. You know, it's definitely going to be a learning curve for any one of us that steps in there, regardless of how much experience or background you have. You know, I agree with Kevin. You know, we don't completely understand everything that's going on in there, and it's going to be a definite learning curve to go in there and take in the situation, identify, you know, what needs to be addressed, and then come up with a plan to address those concerns going forward.
Thank you. Candidate Donos.
I also would make good friends with the non-commissioned officer in the office that is the chief deputy auditor and accounting manager. I'm not so sure that we're going to have the same person when the new auditor takes office. This might be another instance where there's a reduction in institutional knowledge. And if that's the case, you better start on day one with your feet running. In addition to that, it'll be important to secure relationships with the leadership on the board, and especially to forecast remittances from the state as well as the revenue situation from the sales tax. Those things are variable, and department heads have to know what the full picture looks like, especially for the general corporate fund, so that by the end of the year, we're still in balance. So my priorities are somewhat multi-pronged, but they have to do with both institutional knowledge and forecasting revenues.
Thank you. Candidate Carlson, how would you use the Office of Auditor to advocate for inclusion of minority firms in contracts?
I think you definitely have to, you know, when you're opening bids for contracts, you need to make that available to any and all, majority, minority. You know, there can be an opportunity there to spread the knowledge and the experience of the great people that we have in this county, and to have them the opportunity to work with the county government in some of those projects that they are going to implement.
Thank you. Candidate Donalds.
Yes, I think that the diversification of contracts is a general issue that would have the byproduct of including more minority firms. That diversification would come about not only by having open bidding for any expense, for any contracts over $20,000, but if there's a sequence of contracts that are under the $20,000 threshold but form a pattern, that the auditor can still raise some concerns about that, and this would open up the process. I know that that did happen with former auditor, give 'em hell, Jerry Parr. She was very much going beyond the limits of the statutory duties of the auditor and looking at the spirit of the law and the spirit of the expectations. So I think that would open up the process. Thank you.
Thank you. Candidate Sandifer?
We all want diversity. We all want inclusion. We have to remember that we're working within an established framework of regulations and policies and protocols. And that's why I think I would go a step further and use the facilities of the office to provide education and information for minority contractors to help them navigate that process. I think that we have minority contractors. I think that we have, you know, a process in place, but I'm not sure that there's a full connection between the two right now. And I would hold forums. I would have informational seminars. I would do everything I could to reach out and educate and inform, and maybe even do a little hand-holding if necessary in order to help steer minority contractors as they navigate through that process.
Thank you. Candidate Donnells, what professional credentials and experiences do you possess for the position of auditor?
Thank you. I spent a number of years as a financial analyst in healthcare and health insurance here locally at both Christie Clinic and Personal Care HMO. And I had a number of projects that made me responsible to report to the CFO and to the executives, and sometimes it was my duty to bring them unwelcome news. I think that's something that the auditor oftentimes has to do. One of the things I did was forecasting. I forecasted claims, which is akin to expenditures, and I forecasted revenue, which is something the auditor also has to take a look at in making sure we have a balanced budget. And in addition to that, I directly audited medical claims and had the opportunity to financially model large contracts. I think that's very relevant because that's where the money is. When the statutes have the auditor as having the duty to file contracts, why not read these contracts? Why not make sure that we never get into a situation that cost plus overruns are eaten by the county like they were during the nursing home? That's
Thank
the type
you.
Of thing I'd prevent. Thank you.
Thank you, Candidate Donnells. Candidate Sandifer?
As I mentioned before, I have close to three decades of experience in nonprofit financials, accounting, bookkeeping, internal auditing. If you know anything about nonprofit finances, you know that openness and transparency and accountability is everything. If you don't have that as a nonprofit, you don't survive. And that means that you constantly are checking and double-checking and triple-checking each other's work. In order to make that process easier, I've written accounting software. I've written more than one package that has been very helpful in the world of nonprofit accounting. And I think that experience is probably the biggest asset I have, and as I said before, the biggest difference between us.
Thank you. Candidate Carlson.
I think one of the things that sets me apart from the other two candidates up here is my leadership ability. That is certainly something that I feel that we need in our next auditors. We need leadership. You know, we've got four CPAs in there already. My business degree and my background, yes, I have studied finances. I've analyzed budget statements, income sheets. So I believe that I am the best candidate out there for this position, and that leadership is critical. You know, as we have to make those decisions, and we have to, you know, collaborate with the county board. It's going to be very important going forward as we make our decision.
Thank you. Candidate Sandifer, is the office you seek your first, and is this the highest office you intend to seek?
This is not the first time I've run for office. I ran in a Democratic primary for Urbana City Council in 1997, lost by 30-something votes to Laura Huth, who went on to serve on the Urbana City Council. I also ran for county board in the heavily Republican District 2 in the year 2004. This is the highest office I have sought to date. I seem to have a habit of running about once every 7 years. I have no plans to move beyond this. This is something which I feel I am uniquely qualified for, and I don't feel that way about any other office. I don't see myself running for any of the other county offices, and I really don't see myself getting into the perpetual treadmill that is the legislative type of position. This is something that I go in there, I'm going to serve 4 years, and then we'll see if I'm ready to serve another four.
Thank you. Candidate Carlson?
Yes, this is my first campaign that I've actively sought, and the highest position that I've actively sought. I have no intention as well of trying to use this as a springboard to further my political endeavors going forward. I want to be the auditor. I will serve my 4 years. And at the end of that time, you know, if another term is in there, I will seek that possibly, but that will be determined at that point.
Thank you. Candidate Donalds.
The way you phrased the question, I believe the answers are no and no. I am a first-time office seeker, and this would be the terminal position that I intend to seek. I'd be delighted to tie Laurel Prussing's record of having four terms as county auditor. I think that I also been prepared all my life for this position. Kevin mentioned that he was uniquely qualified. I have the same feelings because of my choice in staying in Champaign that's made me a viable candidate in Champaign County. I happen to go through professional experiences that I never sought. That build up to what would make a great auditor. And I have the educational attainment from the University of Illinois. I could have mentioned this in the last question, that among us, I'm the only one with an advanced degree in a financially related topic, which is actuarial science, and which is mathematically intensive. So, I bond and I bracket with the title county auditor.
Thank you, gentlemen. At this time, if there are no further questions, we will entertain closing comments from the three candidates. Are there any additional questions from the audience? Thank you. We are actually back to candidate Carlson.
First of all, I'd like to thank the NAACP and the League of Women Voters for organizing this candidate forum. This campaign for me has been a great experience as I've been able to get out and meet the voters of the Champaign County. They have been warm and welcoming, and they have been respondent to our message of transparency, efficiency, and restoring confidence to the auditor's position. I look forward to the challenge of being the next Champaign County auditor, and thank you for your time this evening.
Thank you, Candidate Carlson. Candidate Donos.
Yes, thanks both to the NAACP as well as to the League of Women Voters for this opportunity and for this forum. Both the county and the Office of County Auditor have numerous challenges ahead in the years ahead. The next county auditor holds an important position of trust. We need a genuine professional with an agenda and a sense of mission. There will be too much for him to do to promise mere attendance or to look at the clock. The county deserves a veritable watchdog in the office. One zealous about making sure that our tax dollars are well spent. One who is accessible to both the public and to responsible party officials. One who delights in the day-to-day operations of the office and who is proficient with and even passionate about data. We Democrats have a strong auditor tradition that we can keep being proud of so long as we emulate the best traits of our predecessors. I will strive to embody them all. Vote for me, George Donos, in the Democratic primary on March 20th for county auditor. Thank you.
Thank you, Candidate Donos. Candidate Sandifer?
Let me add my thanks to the League and to the NAACP, and let me also thank all of you who came out tonight in person, as well as those who may be watching at home. This is the sort of civic involvement that I think can only improve this process. I think that the next auditor, for a number of reasons, is going to be under greater scrutiny than ever before, which means that you've got to have someone who can provide those assurances to the public that they are doing the job and that they are doing everything possible to provide that transparency and openness and accountability. If you want to talk about loving data, as a software professional, a database programmer, I've been living inside data for 30 years. It's where I'm happiest. It's what I do. It makes me really, really boring. But I think it also makes me uniquely qualified to be the next auditor. Thank you.
Thank you.